Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 8th. Happy Saturday and happy birthday to Miss Sharon Howard, our children's minister and our outreach coordinator. And Miss Sharon does a ton of other things at the church. We are so grateful for you, Sharon, and we just want to say thank you for all that you do for Mountain Brook Baptist. As we begin, let us pray the birthday blessing over Miss Sharon and all those who share November birthdays. Will you pray with me? Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us move into the scriptures. Today we're in Isaiah chapter 54, reading verses 1 through 8. The mega theme here is one of hope, that God is promising comfort. He's promising fertility for the barren woman, deliverance, and restoration. Even after a brief moment of discipline, his compassion and his mercies are forever. Isaiah 54, starting in verse 1. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young, only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Before we move on, let's think about this picture. The barren woman, now with many children, the one who had shame and disgrace in her youth, is no longer ashamed. The Lord is her husband, and many are her children. This is a picture of abundance and grace that we will experience in the new heavens and the new earth, that whatever it is that on earth was not fulfilled for us will be abundantly fulfilled in heaven. Let's move on over now to the book of Acts, chapter 22, starting in verse 30. In this section, the commander is going to assemble the Sanhedrin, and Paul is going to be brought before them. The commander wanted to find out exactly why Paul was being accused by the Jews. So the next day he released him and ordered the chief priest and all the members of the Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul and had him stand before them. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience. To this day." At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there and judge me according to the law, yet you yourselves violate the law by commanding that I be struck." Those who were standing near Paul said, How dare you insult God's high priest? Paul replied, Brothers, I did not realize that he was the high priest, for it is written, Do not speak evil about the ruler of your people. What a mess we find Paul in here. The commander is still trying to figure out who is this Paul and why do the Jews despise him? And he comes before the Sanhedrin and I think rightfully calls out the hypocrisy in the high priest, but he doesn't realize who he's talking to, that he is talking to the anointed one, although the anointed one is not serving the Lord. He doesn't see that Jesus was the Christ. Again, another reason why I love Acts. It's just so complex and there are a lot of human communication things going on here. And it's a very fragile ecosystem in which Paul finds himself. And even though all this is going on, the gospel continues to go forward. And that is the same we pray in our lives too. In the midst of our messy days, Lord, please help us to keep the focus on what really matters, Christ's kingdom and your gospel, the good news that in Jesus Christ, we are free. The barren woman now has many children. We have the compassion of our Redeemer. Let's finish up today with Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As we end today, I want to read several excerpts from A Diary of Private Prayer as we contemplate the Lord's goodness and pray together. Will you pray with me? O God, who in love and pity sent us Jesus Christ to be the light in our darkness, give me wisdom to profit from the words he spoke and grace to follow in his footsteps. Jesus said, Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. O God, give me the grace to do this now. Jesus said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. O God, give me grace today not to think of what I can get, but of what I can give. Jesus said, Do not judge. O God, give me grace today to take the plank out of my own eye before I look at the speck in my brother or sister's eye. Jesus said, What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet lose their own soul? O God, give me grace to live this day in such a way that whatever else I lose, I will not lose my soul, my very life in you. And now let us turn to praying for those who are in need. We pray for all who are far from their family and friends tonight. All who must lie down hungry or cold, all who suffer pain, all who are kept awake by anxiety, all who are facing danger, all who must work or keep watch while others sleep. I ask you, give them all such a sense of your presence that their loneliness may turn to comfort and their trouble to peace. Amen.